Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So, I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. Me out, and you made it all right.
They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it started out about 80 degrees, and as it progressed during the day, the weather has gone up to over 100 degrees, and I think it's about 105 as of right now in the middle of the desert in Las Vegas in Nevada. The weather is 105, and I think it's going up until it'll be about 109 or 110 degrees. So it'll be hot right here in the desert, in the valley. So if you're coming to Vegas, make sure you bring your shorts, your T-shirt, and your swimsuit so that you can get in the pool somewhere in Vegas and cool off. So that's it for the weather report in Gregory's radio show. All right. Now, I have a story that I want to tell you, something real short. There was a farmer and his wife that went to the state fair. And when they were walking around the fair, they were looking at all of the rides. And they saw an airplane ride. And the farmer really liked the ride, so he went up to the operator and he asked him how much it cost to ride on the ride. And the operator said it's $10 per person. And he said, wow, that's kind of steep. And the operator said, well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride this ride without making any noise, no hollering or screaming at all, then the ride is on the house. You can ride for free. But if you holler and scream and make any kind of sound, well, then you got to pay $10 a person for the ride. And the farmer said, hey, that sounds pretty good. I'll take that deal. And he loaded up on the airplane ride, and he rode the ride. Him and his wife were riding the ride, and they rode for about 10 minutes. And then the ride came to a stop, and the operator was letting everybody off the ride. And he saw the man, and he said, oh, I wouldn't have believed that you were on the ride because you were so quiet, except I put you on the ride myself. So I know you rode the ride, but you were very, very quiet. So I guess the ride is free. But what do you think about that? And the man said, well, it was really hard riding that ride and not making any noise, especially after my wife fell out. Da-da-da-da. Oh, that's a joke by G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, let's talk basketball. DJ Proper D, let's talk NBA basketball. All right, we're in round two of the NBA basketball playoffs in the West and in the East. So let's see what's going on with the teams in the West. Let's see if Utah is still playing the Los Angeles Clippers. So, DJ Papa D, what's going on with that series right now?
Utah leads the series against the Clippers 2-1.
Okay. So, what about the Phoenix Suns playing the Denver Nuggets?
The Phoenix Suns won that series best out of seven with four wins straight. So the Phoenix Suns move up to the conference finals, and they will play the winner of the Utah Jazz-LA Clippers series.
Okay. So the Phoenix Suns are the ones that beat the Lakers. So now they're moving into getting ready for the semis or the finals in the Western Conference. Okay, Phoenix Suns. All right. Are there any other games in the West? Nope, that's the only two games playing in the West right now. Correct?
That's right.
Okay, so let's go to the Eastern Conference and let's see who's winning between the Philadelphia 76ers and who are they playing? The Milwaukee Bucks?
The Philadelphia 76ers lead their series against the Atlanta Hawks 2-1.
Atlanta Hawks. Okay. And they lead the series 2-1 against the Atlanta Hawks? All right. And what about the Brooklyn Nets? I guess they're playing the Milwaukee Bucks.
The Milwaukee Bucks are leading their series against the Brooklyn Nets. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets are tied 2-2 in their conference semifinals.
Okay. So anybody playing tonight? Or what's the next day that the Kings are scheduled to play?
The Utah Jazz are playing the L.A. Clippers tonight, and the Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Atlanta Hawks tonight as well.
All right. Well, let's see what's going on. So that's the NBA basketball report for right now. Let me make a prediction. I'm predicting that Philadelphia 76ers are going to win the series against the Atlanta Hawks, even though I like Atlanta, but I think Philadelphia is a better team. And I think the Brooklyn Nets are going to lose to the Milwaukee Bucks in the East. Okay, and in the West, I'm really thinking that the Los Angeles Clippers are going to beat the Utah Jazz. And we'll see. Well, the Phoenix Suns have already finished their playoff series, so they're just waiting on the winner. So we'll see if Phoenix is either going to play Utah or play the Los Angeles Clippers for the championship game in the Western Conference. So that's NBA Sports Report, G-Money, NBA Sports Report today for June 15th, 2021. Now let's talk about the NBA, the NHL, the National Hockey League. So what's going on in the NHL, DJ Papa D? What's the series like, and who's playing? Did the Las Vegas Golden Knights win the Western Conference? And is that division just waiting to play the Northern Conference winner?
So with the National Hockey League, the Golden Knights did win the Western Conference, and now in the semifinals they are playing the Montreal Canadiens. Game one of that series is today at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The other series is the New York Islanders, and they're playing Tampa Bay Lightning. They had their first game yesterday, which the New York Islanders won, so they are up 1-0. New York Islanders from the East are up 1-0 against Tampa Bay Lightning from the Central Division.
Okay. So the East is up one game in the East South or East Central playoff situation. Okay. Well, that's NBA's sports report for the NHL. Let's hope that the Golden Knights keep playing well and that they win the series and they beat up on the Northern team from Canada. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, June 15th, 2021. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more, plus some music, in a minute.
So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up, and I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire.
Like you.
and she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. Put in your order and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody around the world can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, well, now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for the listening audience. But before I do, I have a joke I want to share with you from G Money, the Pimp Comic. And it goes like this. There were 3 grandkids that took their mother, their grandmother, to a convalescent home. And they introduced her to all of the management of the convalescent home. And then they took them into the room where all of the residents were sitting around tables playing cards. And so the kids left their grandmother with the residents and said, okay, Granny, you sit here and you meet everybody and you have a good time. And we'll be back and check on you a little later. And her grandmother said, okay, kids, you guys have a good time. I'll see you later. And the kids said, bye, Granny. We'll be back in a little bit. We'll see you later. And so while Granny was sitting up socializing with the other residents, she was sitting in her wheelchair and she started leaning to the side. And a worker walked up and saw her leaning, and he walked over to her and straightened her up in her chair. And then he asked her if she was okay, and she said, yes, I'm fine. And he said, okay. And he walked off and left her and went and continued his duty. And then a little later on, she was leaning to the side again. And another worker came and straightened her up and asked her if she was all right. And she said she was fine. And the worker said, okay. And he walked off and left her and went to continue his business. And so she was sitting in the wheelchair and started leaning to the side again. And another worker walked up and straightened her up and asked her if she was all right. And she said she was fine. So the other worker walked up and left her by herself, and he went to continue his duty. And the kids came back, and they said, Grandma, how did you like the visit at this convalescent hospital? And she said, oh, the residents were really nice, but the workers, they wouldn't let me fart. That's the money by G Money, the Pimp Comic. All right, DJ Papa D, now it's time for me to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today. So, everybody sit back, put your feet up, put your legs back, put your head back, and relax and listen to this story. It's a good one. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And then we'll be back for some more music and some more entertainment on my radio show.
But let me tell you something. You know, the routine that I did with the candles and the Suzy Q, I learned that routine from a dancer. and he says that he did that routine one night, and a girl gave him $50 to go home with him. So he took the money and jumped in her car and went home with her. And he had sex with her, and he did all that. And then she laid up on the bed and put her feet in the air and said, okay, I want you to lick my coochie. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, baby. I don't do that. And she said, what do you mean you don't do that? You did it in the show. And he's like, that's the show. That's just a routine. I don't do that for real. I don't lick pussy. Especially not nobody I don't know. I don't do that. And she got mad, and she kicked him out of her house. So he got dressed, and he left the house, and he said, hey, I got to get my bag out of the back seat of your car. His brother was in the Navy, and he had worn his brother's Navy uniform to dance in. So he stripped out of the Navy uniform and did his routine. And he left everything was in his bag in the back seat of her car. And she was like, no, I'm not giving you your bag. Forget you. You just have to deal with it. And he's like, but I need my bag because I got to give it to my brother because my brother's leaving on maneuvers tomorrow. He needs his uniform. And I got his uniform in my bag. And she's like, well, tough. And she closes the door. And he got his bag in the back of her car. So he runs back to the club. And he comes in the club, and I'm in the back getting dressed. I'm dressed, and I'm talking to some of the girls in the back. And he's like, gee, you got a car? And I'm like, yeah, man, I got a car. He's like, well, give me a ride. I got to go someplace. And I'm like, what's happening? He said, man, this bitch done took my bag and locked it in the car, and I can't get my stuff out. And I got my brother's military uniform in the bag. I got to take it home to him, and I can't get my bag. So will you take me over there so I can get my bag? And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. But what are you going to do? He said, you got a crowbar in your car? And I said, yeah. He said, well, pull up to the house and give me the crowbar. I'm going to bust that bitch's windows out and grab my bag. And I said, what? I said, okay. And I give him the crowbar, and I say, let me move up the street. And I pull off, and I go to the corner, and I park. And I'm waiting for him. And all of a sudden, I hear, crash. He's busting the windows out of that car. He pops the door open and grabs his bag and comes running down the street. He's running down the street. And I'm going, man, I don't know what's going on. And he jumps in my car, and he says, okay, let's go. And I punch it, and we bounce out of the neighborhood. And I go back to the bar where we were dancing, and he says, all right, man, I'm going to get out of here because that bitch may come up here looking for me. So I'm out. Thank you, G. And he gives me dap, and then he bounces. I don't know if he was walking, if he was catching the bus, or he had somebody outside waiting for him. I don't know, but I know he took off. And I walked in there, and I was just shaking my head. I was like, man, is that what you get when you do a Susie Q routine? Whoa, baby! What's really going on? That's a stripper for you, and that's what dancers put up with. So that's the end of that story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Under the sun, under the sun, under the sun.
this is getting money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. And now it's time for me to talk to the fans that are listening to the radio show. I have $50 that I want to give away on my radio show, on my cash giveaway. So today is the day that you name the name of this movie. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a movie, and you call in to the radio station and be caller number 21. If you're caller 21 and you know the name of the movie, you can get $50 cash money. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
All right. You got 5 minutes to call in, people, and tell us the name of the movie where that clip came from. All right, DJ Papa D, play that clip one more time, so the audience can really get a good listen to what's going on in the clip.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have 5 minutes. And we're looking for caller number 21. So call in the radio station and keep calling till we get a winner. All right. All right, DJ Papa D, play a song, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out such touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out of fuse out here at home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
Here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Look, Las Vegas, and everybody. What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Bunny, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, now it's time for me to see if we have $50 to give away to the winner. I don't think we had a winner. Nobody called in to be the 21st caller. So we got to share the money with our radio show for Tuesday at 3 o'clock. And the movie is called Cool Hand Luke with Paul Newman, and it's a 1959 movie. So that's what we were expecting when we were looking for the name of the movie. It's called Cool Hand Luke, and it was starring Paul Newman. Okay, now for the financial report for G999 financial report. The report is at 0.0059. 0.0059. So it's getting closer to 1 cent. So the price is going up. So start collecting the coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. It's 0.0059. So that's the financial report today for G999 coin. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I guess I want to thank you, brothers, for helping me with my radio show. I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can listen to the radio show and hear the activities that we're talking about. And I will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, June 16th. But before I go, DJ Papa D, can we go over some birthdays for today? I got a few seconds left in the radio show, so I want to wish happy birthday to everybody that's having their birthday today on the 16th of June. in 2021. So DJ Papa D, can you name a few birthdays so that I can wish him happy birthday before I get out of here? I'll try to do as many as I can before I'm off the air and doing something else somewhere.
All right. There's quite a few, so I'll just list them right now, and you don't have to say happy birthday to everyone individually. So first up is Charles McDaniel. Happy birthday, Charles. Next up is Daphne Lloyd Gilmore. Happy birthday, Daphne. Krista Alston also has a birthday today. She's an AKA. Paul Myers has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Paul. Willie Stiles is 53 years old today. Happy birthday, Willie. Jane Hervey is 39 years old today. Happy birthday, Jane. Michael Hammond has a birthday today. And Michael is 58 years old today. Brandon Fleming is 20 years old today. Happy birthday, Brandon. Ref Stevenson is 30 years old today. Happy birthday, Ref. Tura Edwards is 42 years old today. Happy birthday, Tura. Patricia Glashen has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Patricia. Kevin Bledsoe has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Kevin. Happy birthday, Tiffany Williams, who's 30 years old today. Happy birthday, Aaron Christopher Love, who's 28 years old today. Happy birthday, Aaron. Derek Fuller is 51 years old today. Happy birthday, sir. Shanda Gray Steele is 43 years old today. Happy birthday, Shanda. Alexander Samuel is 22 years old today. And I have two more. Arnold Brown has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Arnold. I think you might know Arnold. I think he's a fraternity brother.
Fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma from UC Davis. He was made in 1980 at UC Davis. Go Mob, Pratt. Go Mob. Happy birthday, Arnold.
Right, and last but not least, Trevor Harris from around the corner is 59 years old today. Can you believe that? Yeah, 59. Little Trev. Little Trev is 59 years old.
59? Wow, Trev, I remember when you were just 14 years old. You were a little guy. All right, happy birthday, Trev. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday on the 16th of June in 2021. I want to wish all of you happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all my Greeks, all my AKAs, and all my Zeta Phi Betas, and all my Phi Beta Sigma brothers, and all of the other Greeks that are celebrating birthdays today. Happy birthday, and to all the GDIs. You know what that means, that you're a goddamn individual. You didn't plan nothing. Okay, so to everybody, I want to say happy birthday. And happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. All right, happy birthday, everybody. Make sure you get some tonight. You know, get a piece. Get a piece. Let somebody show love to you. I mean, you know, get a piece of cake or some ice cream or some pie or something like that. I'm G Money. Happy birthday. And I'll see you tomorrow. Now be careful, wear your mask and have social distancing and make sure you wash your hands so you don't take anything home with you that you didn't leave with. And remember, God loves you and I love you too. So God bless you and have a happy day. Happy birthday and have a happy, blessed day. All right. I'll see you on the turn side, on the flip side. I'll see you tomorrow at 3:00 on Tuesday afternoon on G Money's radio show. So good night. Peace. And I'm out of here. Later. And DJ Papa D, let's play the song. Let's, I always forget what I'm supposed to say, but let's play. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.